That snare hit, I my music ear gets a boner.
It feels great. Hey everybody, welcome to Man Room Radio, the show where we sit in my garage and Ryan and I dance, but Gio doesn't. I'm your host Levi. This is episode 2.71, and with me another host, Gio.
Hey everybody, fun fact for the week is Robert Downey Jr. credits Burger King for getting him off of drugs. He tasted a burger so bad that he questioned his life choices and threw his drugs into the ocean.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thanks, Burger King.
And with me, a guy who rarely wears a hat but's wearing one today, Ryan.
That was Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. I didn't realize that's who that was by.
Yeah.
Guys.
Okay.
Let's thank our listeners who tuned in to last week's surprise release.
Yeah, it worked out.
Unnecessary.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I haven't heard much feedback, but if you guys liked it, let us know. If you're excited to hear more about what Ryan and Jeff have going on, let us know. It's just a side project that we got going on. So it's not Man Room Radio. It's just something else that will pop up just to fill the void in your heart when you're missing one of us that you never... That, you know, if you don't have nothing nice to say, you just stop.
Yeah, I did have one person like reach out and say, hey, the new Man Room thing is really cool. I was like, okay, thank you, but it's not Man Room. It's unnecessary. It's totally different. It's just on the same
feed. It's totally different. We were just, not we, they were just too lazy to start their own podcast. So they hijacked our established audience.
And you're welcome.
So, sorry. You know what? Hope you liked it. Here we are with real Man Room. Not that the other one is trying to be Man Room, but you know what? You know what it is? It's like your little brother when you have friends, and you know you have friends over, and they come to your room and try to be friends with your friends. You're like, dude, go get your own friends. But you can't kick them out of the house because, like, they live with you. That's what unnecessary is.
I need a beer while you do this rant.
I got one for you right here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was brilliant, Gio.
Hey, man. Oh. That's what I'm here for.
I'm glad that I don't have to come up with a summary for it. I have one prepared, but...
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so those of you that were expect, you know what? Just here we are, Man Room.
What substance did you have to get this mood? Like, you know what I need is a guide of what happens to Gio before the show.
Did you have Burger King?
No, I took a hot shower and watched some football, and I drank some water, and I think some of it's still in my lungs because I keep coughing.
Oh, that's not good.
Like, I want a chart.
I'm trying just like the moods and just like a alchemy of Gio.
Yeah, so that I can plan ahead and because like after this last weekend, I know what if I want a certain mood, I know to give you Red Bull.
So yeah, what is that? I just get hyper though. It's like that was a combination of like it's the weekend, we're out and about, and Red Bull.
Yeah.
What asshole didn't mute their phone?
My phone is muted.
And I heard something, so obviously it's not muted.
I just muted mine, though.
I'm on full mute.
I don't want to get yelled at by Gio. Jeez Louise. Yeah, so this is a new mood, one I'm not used to.
Dude.
Red Bull Gio?
No, this is not Red Bull Gio.
Oh, Red Bull, Lung Gio?
Red Bull Gio is like running around the room.
Yeah, dude, I was like itching to do
something. Busting his knee open playing Ghost.
Dude, my pelvis was sore. I was working out, and like my hip right here was like bruised. I thought I had a hernia.
Yeah, listeners, if you don't know, we play a game on a pool table called Ghost.
It's not pool.
Yeah, but it's not pool. It's like a very physical game. Like you probably will get hurt if you're playing with a good group. I got a bruise on my leg.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a good time.
My knee is swollen, and I got this weird bruise.
Just all right,
a tiny bruise on my thumb.
It's our Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
Oh,
so this is our time to be thankful for all the listeners.
Yeah.
Those of you that are still here after whatever you listened to last time.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, so it's a time of thankfulness.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Christmas music is already playing.
Yeah, man.
You know? So what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
We're staying local this time, going with the White's family. Kind of doing like a combined thing. So that should be interesting. Like my parents are going over to her parents' house.
Oh.
And, you know, we both have somewhat smaller families, so it's easy for us to do something like that.
Is this the first time that the parents have shared the holiday?
Shared the holiday. They've shared other things. So, like, we've done other stuff together, but not the holiday.
Okay.
So, it should be fine. I mean...
Okay.
It's pretty laid back, most of our stuff, because they've hung out.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, your parents are chill, and yeah. So are hers, and they yeah. get along, right? So, exactly. It's not gonna...
Yeah, I'm not anticipating any... I'm not, like, nervous at all. I'm not anticipating... The only thing I'm a little pissed about is, like, now... Like, because there's kind of, like, so many contributors, it's kind of, like, fighting over who's bringing what dish.
Mm.
So, of course, the host is making the turkey, gravy, stuffing, because you kind of have all that stuff there. And then we were thinking, you know what? We'll bring green bean casserole, because it's my favorite, one of my favorite dishes. So
right.
I was going to make it, and then we text in, hey, we got green bean. And then we got my mom saying, I already signed up for that.
Oh.
And I'm not going to be like, look, Mom, you need to back down here. You know, right?
Because your mom will stomp on you.
Yeah, well, plus it's like, at what point can you be like, I think I make green bean casserole better than you. Like, you know what I mean?
You're going to say that to your mom? Do you think that?
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's green bean casserole. It's easy. I make it the same. So it's like.
I don't know that I feel like that's possible for you to outdo your mom on green bean casserole.
It's in my genes. Like,
yeah, I don't know, but I don't feel like you have to practice your mom.
Oh, brother.
Gosh.
You know what?
Hey, careful. Your mother's a saint.
Okay. So back to what I was saying. It's like, so then we said, okay, you know what? Mashed potatoes. Bring them on.
Okay.
Out of town little sister is like, I was going to make potatoes. Like, okay.
You can't stomp on that one either?
It's just like, she's out of town. It's kind of like.
It's like you said, hey, I'll do
She's also at the host house, like, already. You know, she's staying there. So we're like, okay. And then, you know, my wife's like, we don't do ham, like, usually. So I'm like, okay, so no ham. So, like, where did that leave you?
Pumpkin pie?
Pie's being taken care of.
Rolled tacos.
I'm not bringing fucking rolled tacos to Thanksgiving.
Why not? Name one person who's not, okay, aside from any vegetarians there.
There.
That's not going to like rolled tacos. Just get the guacamole on the side and you're safe.
Okay, I don't disagree with you, but the thing is I feel like in my family, Thanksgiving is like a homemade thing.
Cranberry sauce.
Like most things have to be homemade.
Make some rolled tacos.
You make them yourself.
Beef and tortillas.
I'm not making rolled tacos, dude. And frying them and then bringing rolled tacos. And then rolled tacos.
And then rolled tacos.
Yeah, dude, come on.
Look, guys, quesadillas. I'm just going to make Brussels sprouts with bacon.
That's so good. So good. You brought some over to my house a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh. That's delicious. That's a good one.
I forgot to bring you your movie.
I'm not worried about it.
Hey, can I say something else that happened this last weekend before we dive more into Thanksgiving?
Sure.
Should I save it for later?
You guys want to just do our Thanksgiving stuff and come back to that?
Yeah, I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Ryan, Thanksgiving?
I'm going to be working in the morning.
Okay.
And then I have no plans because my family is doing their stuff on the Sunday after... And Bliss's family is doing their stuff on the Saturday after. So my actual Thursday Thanksgiving has... I'm probably just going to play video games.
And maybe eat with Bliss or something.
Maybe. We'll
like nothing's crazy.
Yeah, no, like we'll have rolled tacos.
I think that's a new... new not maybe phenomenon, but like occurrence in the modern family styles is because parents have split in a lot of families or maybe you're in a relationship like... You know, where each family does its own thing. One family will do thing the week before. One family will do thing the week after just to, like, be safe and guarantee that they get you.
Uh-huh.
And then the day of, you're left like, wait, so we have to do our own thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have a lot of friends.
Because we've done that a few times where it's been, like, Christmas, we were left like, so wait, next week or...
Yeah.
I have thrown the idea out. All right? My little long-term investment. I planted the seed of, like... Us being the place where the thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our house is for Thanksgiving. Our house is for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? No more of this. Because right now we switch back and forth between my parents and then her parents. And we'll go to her, like, and we do that. We flip-flop every year. But when are we, when do we become the location for Christmas? Or when do we become the permanent
location.
Yeah, where it's like they can come to you if they want. Otherwise, like if they want to have you over, it can be a week after, like another day.
Sure, absolutely. So that's something I planted the seed.
I think that's and it's almost like that final stage of growing up or adulthood and family, right? It's when you like you're like, okay, my family's doing this, and obviously you're thankful for your parents and their family,
but your extended family. But at what
point do you stop catering to them because you're not the one? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, and it's hard because her family's like a big family.
Yeah, you
know, it's like three daughters all with kids, and so I don't know.
It's hard, especially once the kids get older, you know, and then it's like nobody's house can. It's harder for the person hosting to always have like all these big families over. Or you know, they'll get tired of like hosting. That's the issue that my extended family ran into. You know, my grandparents always hosted, but now they're older, so they downsize. And then the families that can host, they just got tired of it, so now they're like, we don't want to host, it's someone else's turn.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen a few turnovers in the traditions.
So that's kind of where we're at, and so that's why this is happening, where it's like, you know what, small, you guys do, so like my aunt, she has a pretty big family, she has multiple kids, and they have kids, so they're doing their own thing. So it's like 12 or 15 people just from their side, so it's like, you know, like you said, it's interesting seeing the generations grow up.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving this year?
Well, this year Thanksgiving is with my in-laws. And so we're going to beautiful Yuba, California.
Sure, man. I heard it's great out there this time of year.
Yeah, in case listeners, you're not familiar with Yuba, it's because it's a shithole in Northern California.
Is it northern or is it just right in that middle?
No, not Yuma.
Oh. Yuma's Arizona, right?
Yeah, Yuma's Arizona.
Yuba.
Yes.
You might notice it from like a freeway sign that you think about going to pull over and pee at. Yeah,
that is exactly right. It's actually a decently sized place, but it is an absolute... It's like armpit. Like just disgusting, awful place. I can't stand it there.
Somewhere else.
There's nothing to do there. Okay. So right now, my children and wife are driving up there in an RV with my sister-in-law and her family.
Oh, they're already gone?
Mm-hmm. Because I had to work this week.
Okay.
So I didn't go up with them. My wife offered for me to drive up by myself, which I declined and said, no, I will fly.
Okay.
So I'm flying up there. So we will do Thanksgiving at a location that has been rented out. It's not at anybody's house.
Because you have so many people and no one wanted to host.
The person whose house we would normally have it at did not want to host this year. And that's the only person's house we could possibly do it at. Because you can't do it at grandma's house because her house is too small and she would freak out if had to host. And so I guess she's my aunt-in-law, was like, no, it's not at my house. So my father-in-law has rented out a place. And it's been very clear that there's a parking lot that's going to be completely ours. Like, that's been mentioned a few times. So,
that's neat.
Yeah, sure, I guess. Like,
it's really interesting that, like, that would need to be mentioned more than once.
Yeah, not just like, it's been like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, well, what about this? Like, well, at the parking lot we're going to be at. Wait. I'm like, what?
So you're thinking you rented out just a parking lot?
No, because then because
everybody's in RVs.
Well, I'm just like.
That sounds amazing.
RV Thanksgiving.
If there was RVs, yes.
Like just a square of RVs with everyone raging in the middle. Sounds fantastic.
I promise you there's only one RV.
Look, can we just daydream for 1 second?
We were having a fantasy.
Stomping in on our dreams.
Sure.
You totally unnecessaried this man room episode.
I did?
Right now. We were in the middle of something great and you were just like, stop.
I was in the middle of something great.
Like you were in like a hokey dokey, this is what's going on.
We were about to have this fantasy of like family and friends and
RVs.
Can I just
tell you your fantasy's correct? It's awesome. It sounds great.
That's all I needed. That's all I needed. But also, tell me why it was mentioned that 4 times that you have a parking lot.
I don't know. I don't know why that was so important. So I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, is this place we're gonna be at like 100% outdoors?
And
then because
you thought the
because that's what it was sounding. It literally sounded like they just rented a parking lot for Thanksgiving. I'm like, are we really having Thanksgiving in a parking lot?
They're like, well, really, it's more of a pumpkin patch.
But then she was like, no, there's an indoors too.
There's
a tarp. So honestly,
there's a toilet.
I have no idea what to actually expect.
I bet you'll love it.
I doubt it. It's in Yuba.
Have you guys ever had a Thanksgiving where you ate out like no one cooked? You just went out to eat.
Yeah, we went to Ventana a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
For Thanksgiving, yeah. Cool. They had like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Those are like, they're nice. Yeah, they're fun.
It was good. And everybody had a good time.
I think like what my family might end up doing is maybe do one of those every other year or something. We did it 1 year. My sister had just moved to Sacramento and she had a small like one bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. Our family flew up to visit her on Thanksgiving because she couldn't come down here. So there was only like six of us. And we just went to Buca di Beppo for dinner for Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
It was amazing.
That sounds wonderful.
What's great about that is nobody has to fight over who's doing the dishes. Yeah. And everybody could have whatever dessert they
and
want.
And they give you enough to like have leftovers. It's like part of the yeah. package. It just comes, like they already have leftovers set aside.
Yeah.
Which are really not leftovers, plate. Just like extra portions, yeah. you know? But it was great.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, man.
So anyways, yes, that's my trip. And then I'm coming back on the RV, but it's all right. I have a Nintendo Switch, so I've got a game downloaded, ready to go.
Black Friday? Anything you're trying to hunt
down? Ooh, yeah. Black Friday, I'm looking for two more Joy-Cons for my Switch.
Okay, nice.
So then I could have four.
RTE?
I don't know. I know Bliss has got a list of stuff that we're looking for, but I don't know anything that's on it. Because I'm going to be working all of Black Friday.
Oh, I see.
So she's doing all the shopping. I know there's something out there. I think we were looking for another TV, but like the price had to be right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ooh. I feel like TVs are the only thing that you're like getting a steal on Black Friday. The rest is like, you're here, you might as well grab it.
You get like a 70-inch TV for like $400.
Yeah. Well, they have the steepest discounts, I feel like. You know, like absolutely. The consoles are a pretty good deal sometimes.
$100 off here.
We got the PS4 Spider-Man for like $200 for a PS4. Which is kind of a good deal.
Yeah, I think a lot of the game ones, you have to get the system. Yeah. The system's a deal. You're not going to get that.
Like, okay, so let me rephrase that. The deals are only on big ticket items. They're not on, like, medium items, which are mostly what most people are after. You know what I mean?
You looking for anything specific?
Not a TV. I was thinking of getting a PS4, another one. But
why are you going to get another PS4? Is you dying?
That way you and Jensen can play fine. Together?
Yeah, my wife's been wanting to play also.
That's cool. That makes sense. Yeah, that's cool.
So, we were thinking about getting Fallout 76 and each of us getting it so we could play together. But it's got terrible reviews. So now we're just kind of like, well, is that still something more to do?
Got it.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Maybe a GoPro. I've been looking at a GoPro.
Ooh.
That sounds cool.
We got a GoPro in Hawaii.
Sick.
I'm going to tell you about the Hawaii trip on the next show. Okay. In a little bit.
Yeah,
but
excuse us for being buttholes and not asking you about it.
No, it's all right. Yeah, we got a GoPro. It's sick.
Sick.
You're gonna like it.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm stoked. I really want one this year. So yeah, if you guys are in the market, what are you guys looking forward to on Black Friday, listeners? This is the part of the show where we're each gonna take a moment and tell you why we're thankful for you as listeners. Levi's gonna start.
I'm thankful for you as listeners because you've stayed true to us for an entire year, and that takes balls.
I'm thankful for you as listeners, because if we didn't have anybody listening to us, it would just be us hanging out every once in a while. And so now it's more regular, and I like that. No homo.
I'm thankful for you listeners. Period.
Nice. Do you like, see, he planned that.
Yeah.
He did, no, I didn't. This was all off the cuff.
He planned that. He knew. He knew what he was doing. We would say something and stumble, and then he would not have to put any thought into it.
I'm just thankful for the listeners. Period.
I'm thankful for the listeners that appreciate Gio, even though he doesn't put any thoughtfulness into his contribution towards them.
I'm thankful for Bobby Two Times, because I know a name of a listener, and with the exception of Fanboy Tommy, I don't think Gio does.
I'm thankful for Alex the Man, the listener, and Iceman Jack, the listener, and Trader Joe's Caleb, the listener.
No, he doesn't listen.
Yes, he does. He texts me like daily. That's a lie. I just lied to you listeners. I'm sorry. In this episode, we decided to give you something special. We're going to make it twice as long for Thanksgiving.
No, we didn't. That was not decided.
What are you doing here?
No, don't. What are you doing
listeners,
here?
Listeners, Levi just gave us the wrap it up motion, and Gio's like, fuck you, I'm taking over. Yeah.
Listen, this is
Wait. You know what I realized is right around the corner?
What?
The episode where I get to host and take over.
When is that? How do you know?
Once a year. I can do it once a year, right around the holidays.
Right around Christmas.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's coming. Yeah, I'm just about to say, this isn't Gio Takes the Reins episode, okay?
You count your lucky stars. Next year, it's all year long, baby.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Yeah, see?
We'd have one show every other month. Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning back in after last week or whatever. We really appreciate you. And by the way, if you did check out that show, let us know what you think. Are you looking forward to those hidden episodes? Is it something you're going to skip? Just let us know. Ryan and Jeff are hosting it. It's a little different take on just conversations, and they dive down different rabbit holes. But we appreciate you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you and your families or whoever you spend it with have a great one. Check us out at facebook.com/manroomradio, Instagram @manroomradio. Shoot us an email and let us know what you like about the show and what you're looking forward to us covering. We'll hang out with you guys next week. Take it easy.
Great moment.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the
this man coats his throat with butter every time.
Glistening once again. Candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Thank you, listener.